That sounds like two or three guys playing guitar right there, but it's not.
It's not a
I don't know how that happens.
One very talented individual.
Antonio Soriano is with us. He was very kind enough to come out to help us at Charcuterie for a Cause a couple of weeks ago at the Palina Meat Market. And opened and closed for Jim Peterick, which is a pretty great moment right there. And he is, now this is the interesting thing. This is, you know, kind of a little bit about the business of Chicago and music and entertainment and advertising and all the rest. Antonio is actually a guy who's had a pretty interesting career in terms of making music for movies and for other, you know, sorts of things. And to me, that is like just one of the cooler elements of this, which, you know, a guy can make a living here doing stuff that you're selling kind of all over the world, right?
Yeah. Lovely.
So
it's good when you can make a living.
A lovely living. Is that what you're saying?
Lovely-ish.
Lovely. Yeah. Okay. I kind of like
that. But
it's
your passion, right? Yes. So it makes it lovely, I would think.
So tell me about, now this is interesting because you've done the music for a couple of different PBS kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got Emmy nomination for that?
Yes, I did. It was for Journeys in India 2014, I think. And I had done Journeys in Africa. And now I'm doing a show with the same group called Travel Quest. And I'm not sure where that's going to air, but they went all over the world. It's amazing where they went.
So now, how does that work? Do they send you the sort of the rough cut of the stuff and then you write to what you're seeing, or do they have a thing that they want in mind? How does that work?
Both ways. Sometimes I come up with the ideas. Sometimes you have to copy this, but don't copy it.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they go, you'd like it to be inspired by.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Yeah.
I prefer to come up with stuff, but, you know, it's their vision and I'm just doing what I have to do.
It doesn't surprise me that your music would be in the background of adventure and globally inspired kind of, short content like that for PBS, because you have such a unique sound.
Thank you.
How would you, and it's beautiful, how would you describe your music?
Ooh.
Is there a way to
put it in words when
people say, hey, what's your music sound like?
I mean, I don't really compare myself to, or there's so many artists that I love. There's too many. So what I like to say, passionate, eclectic. Engaging. That's what I like to describe my music as.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And you're a kid from Melrose Park.
Kid from Melrose Park.
And you you made it in the music business here, and you stayed here while doing it.
Yeah. Where else would I go?
Right.
Yeah.
What other city
is there?
Yeah, well, you're not going to Elmwood Park. I'll tell you that right now. Right now, I'm not going over by there.
Yeah, I could cause some problems.
Maybe Norwich. I might go to Norwich. I know my mom wants to go to Norwich. I mean, maybe. But it's kind of an interesting. It's an interesting thing. So when you were in grade school and high school, were you playing an instrument?
Yes, I started playing guitar. I think I was 10.
So your parents encouraged this? Got you into it, or were they fighting against it?
They encouraged it-ish, you know?
To a point.
Yeah.
And then when you said, Mom, Dad, I want to actually make a living out of this.
So then I went to college for music, and I learned as many instruments as possible because my ultimate dream is to just compose for a living. So I learned piano and drums and saxophone and trombone and accordion. But guitar has been my little, you know, this is my...
That's your thing. Yeah.
Extension of you, probably.
I have a question here. And you're playing a 6-string guitar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Why does it sound like it's 12 strings and there's two guys playing?
Like there's tons of music going on there.
I can't tell you that.
You can't. It's a secret.
Well, it's
and I'm trying to watch your hands and I can't figure it out.
It's a device looping. It's a loop. It's a loop station. And you just basically get an idea going, add another idea on top of that. So let's say I do a little groove with my hand.
Uh-huh.
Then I put a bass line maybe, then I'll add in some chording, some harmonies, and then play a melody.
And that's just all happening right there.
Right. There's much more advanced systems.
There's a technology that you're using there to freak me out, man.
That's it.
Because
okay.
It's working.
You identified something there because I heard it too.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know how he's doing this because his hand is not doing what I think it's doing. And the next thing you know, and again, this is a Melrose Park thing. Never watch the hands. Watch the eyes, right? Isn't that what they always say there?
Sure.
Yeah. In a window of the soul right there. You just got to make sure. It's all good.
When did you first pick up the guitar?
I think I was 10.
Yeah, 10 years old. And then the other instruments just followed as you grew to want to compose.
My studio's full of instruments, and my son played all of them as well, but now he's, you know, kind of, he's a great musician as well, but not into it like me. So no. I can't be mad at him, you know?
No.
It's kind of, it really, because, you know, like a lot of show business, you get your teeth kicked in a lot, right? Yeah. And so you got to be, you have to really love it and want to do it. Because you don't really love and want to do it. You hear no so many more times than you do yes.
And no turns to yes, right? Ultimately.
Can.
It can. Yeah,
can. Of course. Not always. I found not always. I'm still, you know, I still got that, you know, that that movie deal. It's still not, still hasn't happened. I'm waiting, though. It's only been 30 years, but I am waiting.
No still turns to yes after 30 years. Yes. No, you got to believe.
Yeah, no,
gotta believe.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to believe. Hold on, I'm believing
okay.
right now.
Okay.
All right, why don't you do one of your compositions for us?
Okay.
Because this is amazing stuff. You were playing this again a couple weeks ago at this event, and people were just like slack-jawed watching it.
They were
because
wild.
It's just amazing how it sounds. Now, again, remember, this is one dude and one guitar.
Uh-huh.
As you're listening to this. And again, he's trying to tell me there's some sort of technology here. I still don't understand it. So take it away, Antonio Soriano.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Yes. Taking off. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Again, one guy, two hands, 10 fingers. Just hold up your fingers. Just make sure that I got that right.
Do you have?
10 fingers, And actually, no skin on his knuckles, because I noticed him working that. I can just imagine how he's going to have this. He's got some kind of thickness going on there. And one guitar. That is and one six-string guitar. That is amazing stuff, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That is really something. All right, Violetta Podomatic has got the WGN Traffic Trouble Sets. By the way, that's Antonio Soriano at Ants Guitar, A-N-T-S Guitar. And you're also on Facebook, right?
Yes.
You have a music page?
AntonioSoriano.com.
Even better. AntonioSoriano.com.
That's easy to find.
I wasn't sure what that Ants Guitar thing was, but that's okay.
Oh, did you make that part up?
No. It's somewhere. For sure.
It's our crack staff.
I don't remember where it's at.
They also know that you're a Libra. That's the other thing that they know about you.
And that you like yoga and hockey. I saw that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like yoga?
Yeah.
You're a yogi.
I love it. I love it in the morning with a little bit of granola. I like it. All right. Violetta's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.